Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one and only, the ever so beloved Todd Huff. I'll tell you off the top, I'm wearing red today. It's gray and red. Wearing that here behind the microphone in the studio in memory. Today is Charlie Kirk's birthday, and I'm wearing that in memory of him. I know many of you are as well. You know, we had people ask if we were going to be selling any of the Freedom T-shirts. We're not going to do that. Not because I don't believe in what's the message of that, because it's not our thing. I don't think it's my place to do that. So, but there are people out there selling it. I encourage you to consider getting some of those T-shirts if that's something that is of interest to you. But again, we won't be selling those because it's not our thing and that's not what we do here. But I do want to, again, let you know that here off the top, that there are places, especially through Turning Point, I suppose, where you can get the Freedom T-shirts, and today, memory of Charlie Kirk on his birthday. So, what I want to get to today, let's see. I want to talk about the government shutdown. Day 14, by the way, of a government shutdown here in this country, the Schumer shutdown, day 14. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about some comments that Chuck Schumer has made regarding the weaponization of government, finally having some interest in this topic, talking about how Trump is a tyrannical dictator and that sort of thing. I want to play that soundbite, go through, time permitting, some examples, and then to go back to, I guess, to tie into what we're talking about here on the program, well, off the top, I should say. President Trump is scheduled to give the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk today, posthumously. He was assassinated, as you well know, on September 10th. So that's where we're headed today, my friends. And it's good to be here. Good to be here, my friends. Before we get started, let me tell you about something that this is a new partner here of our program. Let's talk about something that maybe is taboo, I guess, in certain circles. But I guess before we get too much into that, living with discomfort is tough, and prescription medications can help. Those often come with a long list, a laundry list of side effects, not to mention the risks that come from things like dependency. That's why more people are exploring natural options like Kratom from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. This is a family-run company that does things the right way. They work directly with Indonesian farmers and lab test every batch to make sure it's safe, to make sure it's clean. No synthetics, no chemicals, no surprises, just honest, natural kratom that's been used for generations. And here's the part I just wanted to point out to you. There have been problems reported with kratom. In fact, you can't get it in every state currently. There's a lot of legislation that's being considered in some of the states that you can't get it, but it's not because of the real kratom. It's because of the synthetic blends, the contaminated junk, the people who are selling this stuff that are just pushing a product on people that is just not good or safe. And that's not good. You need to get the good, pure stuff. It's safe when it's pure and properly handled. Christopher's Organic Botanicals keeps it real clean and keeps you informed. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. And if you use code TODHUFF, you're going to save 10%. Notice my last name's in that as well. Code TODHUFF will save you 10%. That's at ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, and transparency. Day 14, my friends. Day 14 of the Chuck Schumer shutdown. And no end in sight right now. The Smithsonian Museums, the National Zoo, are now closed due to a lack of appropriations, a lapse in the funding to keep those places open. You know, when I was in Washington, D.C., I would attend or visit, I should say, the Smithsonian Museums. Where I stayed in Washington, D.C., was not far at all from the National Zoo. It's a very nice zoo. And I was at American University on the northwest, I guess the northwest quadrant of the city. And the National Zoo was, I think, the next subway stop from where I was. But anyway, those are now closed because of this government shutdown. And look, there's a bunch going on. This is intentional. This is intentional. The Democrats think that they have a winner. But I want to tell you something. Even the journalists are now catching on to this game. Even the journalists are now asking questions about who is to blame in this particular instance and situation. And which is an interesting thing to, you know, consider here. I got two sound bites. I want to play the one from Jake Tapper first, Jake Tapper of CNN. I want to play his first because this is just him. He has a Democrat guest on, and you don't even hear her on here. What you hear is Jake Tapper during his program called The Lead, effectively explaining to the guest that the Democrats are to blame for the shutdown. This is undeniable. I've had people, it is amazing to me, people who have given up their ability to think freely, who have given up their responsibility. They simply take whatever they hear. And of course, if you're in certain circles, you'll hear from the radical left, from the media, a bunch of gibberish, and then people just repeat it. Listen, this is as a fact, there are people who have voted for a continuing resolution that didn't change anything about spending. And Shannon Bream asks Hakeem Jeffries about this. That's the other soundbite that I have, but I'm going to play that one second. But this resolutions that have been passed, the clean resolutions, the clean CR, as they say, changes nothing about funding. This is the entire point. The point is, we are going to have a fight and a negotiation over government spending. That's going to happen. The Republicans are saying, look, we don't want that to happen as the government is in shutdown mode. What we want is to keep the government open and then to negotiate up until the time that the extension will expire between now and Say it's November 21st, that date may have to change, but that's the date that it originally was. Between now and November 21st, we can have a debate, or excuse me, the government can be open, and then we can have a debate about how we're going to actually handle some of the spending that we have in this country. That's the position. That's the argument. That's what Republicans have done. Republicans have voted for that continuing resolution. It passed the House of Representatives. Republicans got it out of the House. They don't have a thing in the House called a filibuster. I went through this the other day. The filibuster is a tool that is part of the rules of the Senate. Yes, the incoming leadership, the incoming majority, if they decide, can change that rule, but it is historically, it has remained. It has remained. I've seen people who still blame the Republicans because they say they didn't do away with the filibuster, or they didn't initiate the nuclear option, which is something that basically says you can't use the filibuster for a certain thing. This happened with judges and Supreme Court justices, right? You filibuster these things, and you never have hearings and votes on people to fill vacancies in courts and so forth. And so a nuclear option is when you say we're just going to circumvent that and say that the filibuster is not going to apply to that particular sort of thing anymore, and you kind of chip away at it. I don't know what your thoughts on the filibuster are. Well, I think whatever they are, they better be consistent whether you're in the majority or whether you're in the minority. By the way, if not for the, the filibuster, the Democrats were able to pass Obamacare because they had a 60-vote majority until the passing of Ted Kennedy. I don't want to get into the whole history here. Scott Brown won that seat, a Republican, in a special election, and they basically had to push things through quickly to avoid things being stopped by the filibuster. Anyway, however, whatever your opinion of the filibuster, it just needs to be consistent. But the realities are, it passed the House with Republican votes, a clean resolution. All it did. Now, I have all sorts of problems with our current spending in this nation, but all that the continuing resolution did was extend the spending, which I think is crazy, the spending. It extended it for 7 more weeks, I think it was. And in that period of time, negotiations were supposed to have taken place. And we would talk about funding beyond just a short 7-week period to, you know, keep the lights on and keep the government open, keep the Smithsonians from closing down, that sort of thing. But Democrats voted against it in the House. They didn't have enough to stop it in the House, and they voted against it in the Senate. Now, they don't have enough to stop it in the Senate based upon simple majority rule, but they have enough to stop it in the Senate based upon the requirements of the filibuster rule. The filibuster rule requires 3/5, a supermajority of senators to agree to call a vote, bring something to the floor to vote. So just because it only takes a majority, I should say, for something to pass the Senate, but it's got to get to the floor. The 60 votes can prevent, the filibuster rule that requires 60 votes can prevent something from getting to the floor. If this was able to get to the floor, Republicans could pass it, because there's 53 Republicans and only one Republican, Rand Paul, voted against the continuing resolution. We've kind of covered this. So there are people that are voting against it. Those people who are voting against it are Democrats. By the way, 3 Democrats voted, I shared this the other day, in favor of the continuing resolution. That was John Fetterman. I forget the John Fetterman, Angus King, who's an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, and a representative of our senator in New Mexico, and I'm can't think of her name at the moment. Anyway, point is, the Democrats are to blame, and the media is finally acknowledging this. They're calling them out for it. Here's Jake Tapper saying this very thing on his program.
You're blaming the Republicans for the shutdown, but in point of fact, it's the Democrats in the Senate
yes.
who are refusing to vote for the clean continuing resolution.
That's right.
To fund the government for 7 weeks. I mean, that just Just as a point of fact, the way that we have always covered shutdowns is that the party that is not voting for the CR, the continuing resolution to fund the government, is the party that is blocking the government funding and is responsible for the shutdown. That's how we did it the last time in 2018, 2019. That's the time we did before that during the Obama administration. I mean, it's your party that is refusing in the Senate that is refusing to vote for the continuing resolution.
Okay, so that's it. It's your party, he said to his guest here, a Democrat. It's your party that's voting against this. You're responsible for this. The facts remain that there are people who voted for legislation that didn't change anything. They didn't add spending or cut spending, didn't have pork, didn't have hidden anything. It's just a clean bill that says we're going to continue what we've been doing for the next 7 weeks, and then we're going to negotiate this thing out. Your party voted against it. I mean, it's a matter of fact. It is a fact. And it is remarkable to me. Listen, I understand people can see things differently. I understand that people may not see eye to eye and have different interpretations of things. I'm open to that. But what is the interpretation about this that says Republicans are to blame? I am no fan of the Republicans in many instances, my friends. There's a lot of things that I am not happy with the Republicans about over the course of time. When they've been in power, they don't govern as conservatively as I wish they would. Some do. They don't legislate as conservatively, I should say, as I wish they would have. They didn't push for things. I mean, it wasn't, if you think about it, nothing that we were ever promised or nothing we heard Republicans talking about on the campaign trail ever came close to materializing until Trump came along. That's the cold, hard truth, my friends. So I've got to pause there. Plenty of more to say about this. But, you know, one of the biggest challenges for conservatives like you is finding ways to ensure your values align with everything that you do. That's including how you invest, my friends. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with your faith, that don't align with your values, so that you're not funding things that go completely against what you believe in. They do all the heavy lifting for you. All you have to do is go take a short assessment, and it's short, it's quick, it's easy, it's simple. You can find it at 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. I took the assessment. It was painless. You can do the same thing. And you can find out from that assessment what degree your current investments align with your principles, your values, and your beliefs. Because, my friends, it's really quite unfortunate that we're pushing so hard in one direction to win for conservative principles and values, to battle against the wokeness that has infected this great nation, and then to be finding out that we're funding things that are antithetical to that. The things that we're actually fighting against, we're actually funding in some cases by the companies we do business with, or in this case, the companies we invest with. 48financial.com/Todd, that's where you can go. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. All right. Let's get back to this. It wasn't just Jake Tapper who had some things to say. Shannon Bream of Fox News, who Shannon Bream is a reasonable journalist. I like Shannon Bream. I don't watch a lot of TV news and that sort of thing. But I've always thought she's kind, she's polite, but she also does push back to get answers. And so she had Representative Hakeem Jeffries on, of course, the minority leader in the House of Representatives, thankfully minority leader and not Speaker of the House. He's close because the Democrats are very close to winning a majority of the House right now. But anyway, I want you to listen to this exchange because, again, she calls him out on this, and rightfully so. He's trying to dodge and to evade the question and not answer it and be truthful. They think they've got a political winner by deceiving the American people, by saying to the American people, Republicans have a majority. Why don't they keep the government open? The Republicans have the White House. The Republicans have the House of Representatives, then they have the Senate. Heck, they've got the Supreme Court. What are we supposed to do? Little old Democrats over here in the corner, we don't have any power. How can you possibly blame us for the shutdown? Well, I already explained that to you, and you know that if you follow politics for any length of time. You understand the filibuster. But she's not having any of it here. She talks with Hakeem Jeffries. Listen to this exchange.
Well, first of all, we don't view the current bill as anything. Thing other than a partisan Republican spending bill
but that it's continues the, it, but to it's gut the issue.
Let me replay that. It was playing for you, but it wasn't playing into my ears. Let me rewind that so that I'm not talking over it. Here we go.
Well, first of all, we don't view the current bill as anything other than a partisan Republican spending bill that continues to gut the health care of the American people.
It's at levels that you guys have already agreed to. A number of Democrats voted for this extension back in March. It's not adding or detracting anything. It's just continuing the levels of spending that currently exist.
Actually, it's not at levels that we agreed to. Democrats strongly opposed this legislation in the House because, in our view, it gut veterans' health care, gut funding for women, infants, and children programming, gut funding for affordable housing, and we know we have a housing crisis in this country. Housing costs are too high.
Just to be clear, though, it's not changing current. It's not changing current levels. Nothing's getting cut. It's at levels that you may not like, but it's about extending levels as they currently exist. Fair?
Right. We agree that current spending levels are unacceptable.
So, basically, he can't admit the truth. He says, all she wanted him to say was, look, I'll grant you that you don't like current spending levels. You can disagree with those. That's not my question. My question is, well, my statement is, and I'm giving you the opportunity, Mr. Jeffries, Representative Jeffries, to agree with this because it is a fact. You don't like the current spending level. That's fine. But this bill, this clean continuing resolution, does nothing to change any of it. This isn't about new expenses or new cuts. This isn't about anything. So you're protesting something by shutting down the government effectively just because you don't like what the current spending levels were. Again, nothing new came out of this. This, again, to the media's credit here, and I know one of them is from Fox, so she's usually fair anyway, but to see this being done to Hakeem Jeffries, and he's lying. He's simply, or he's avoiding the question. Let's say that. He doesn't want to answer the question because she's exactly right. There's no new funding. There's no new cuts. This is a continuation of the spending that we had in place on September 30th when the government shut down at midnight on October 1st. They're just saying, let's pretend like the clock didn't run out. And let's keep it the same. And so Hakeem Jeffries, even though this was the current level of spending that passed the, well, both chambers back in the day when this was initially agreed upon, he doesn't want to acknowledge that because he wants to deceive voters. This is the bottom line, into thinking that they simply don't agree with the funding. Of course, they don't agree with the funding. Somebody agreed to it when it passed initially. Where are those people? Right? Why are we having this fight right now? It's for politics. It's for optics. It's for the narrative. You know this. This is pathetic. But to see the media, especially Jake Tapper, which I played earlier, come down on these folks is justice. It's poetic justice, and I'm here for it, my friends. But I've got to take a timeout here at the end of the first segment, my friends. Quick timeout. You're listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Second segment of this, the Todd Huff Show. I want to mention to all of you, out there, whether you are a current subscriber to the Daily Truth, our daily email that goes out that has, well, links to things we've talked about. It's got a summary of the conversation. It's got other content that is not covered in the show, sometimes behind-the-scenes stuff, sometimes announcements, sometimes additional commentary. We're going to continue to add to this, my friends, but if you're a member, if you're a subscriber to that, first of all, thank you. And you're going to hear that I appreciate all of you, not just people that are would be new subscribers. But last week, you know that we interviewed Eric Trump, and I'm holding up here behind the in the studio, behind the microphone for the camera, his book Under Siege by Eric Trump. The publisher sent me a copy of this, and I'm going to give this to one of you. You subscribe to the Daily Truth newsletter. All you have to do, now this is, this is for new subscribers and for existing subscribers. So, if you are a subscriber, by the end of this week, Friday, October 17th at 11:59 Eastern Time, PM, on Friday, October 17th, you're locked in. You're in the list. We're then going to take the list of our subscribers, and we're going to randomly select someone from the list. I don't know if it'll be a new subscriber. I don't know. It could be a subscriber from day one. But if you're in the list, you're going to be entered into a drawing for this book. The drawing will be held next week. We'll, of course, have to reach out by email. We've got all the rules on the website if you want to see those. But basically, we'll reach out for via email and get a few days to respond, and we'll send you the book. Simple as that. So if you want to sign up to get the newsletter, if you just haven't gotten around to it yet, or if you really want to have your name thrown into the mix here to get this book Under Siege, then go to toddhuffshow.com/truth, toddhuffshow.com/truth to sign up to become a free subscriber to the email newsletter, and you'll be entered into the drawing if you, my friends, do that by 11:59 p.m. Friday night, Eastern Time. All right, covered that. Let's get into something here that we've got coming from Chuck Schumer. Good old Chuck Schumer, my friends. I got sound bites. Normally, we don't have actually, I would say most days we don't have many sound bites, if any sound bites. But I've had a couple today. I've got Chuck Schumer here. Chuck Schumer out there telling reporters outside the Capitol building that Donald Trump has turned the Justice Department into his personal attack dog. And I want you to hear this because those of you who have followed politics and who know what's going on are going to be quite, I don't know if amused, depending on your personality, you might be mad or you might be amused. You might find this slightly ironic and you might find this to be incomplete information because this is what the left has been doing for some time, the weaponization of the government. Let me say, I'm against the weaponization of the government. I know the vast majority of you are as well. Some of you think that we need to employ a type of governmental weaponization as well to get even with the Democrats. I reject that. I completely reject that. If it continues down that path, this country cannot be saved in the long term. We have to have reasonable people from both sides who say, I might not always agree with the direction that Congress goes or the executive branch goes or whatever, but I'm not in favor of breaking the rules to get my political way. And we ought to be able, from both sides, unless you're, radically off the charts and believe in force. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Like, I believe in these ideas with all my heart and soul, folks, but I also believe that it's my job, it's our job to articulate and to explain. That's why I do this each and every day. That's why, by the way, I encourage another thing, reason to sign up for the newsletter, we're going to start doing deeper dives. I'm actually very excited. We've got some things happening here. Got a couple of hires we're making internally that's going to allow me to move in today. Actually, well, one's today, one's tomorrow. But it's going to allow me to move into areas and do some of these things that I've been looking forward to for a long time. And so, and on top of that, I've had someone from church approach me saying, hey, I'm retired. I'd like to help out with some things. So there might be, again, some of these things coming off my plate, which means more content and things like that, maybe more guests. I don't know, those sorts of things. But the point is, that stuff's in the newsletter. Again, sign up for that. You'll be entered into the drawing if you do it by the deadline. But a lot of people, they don't know. They don't know the rules. They don't know the history. And if you don't know those things, you're welcome here too. I know we got people all over the political, as far as the personal education of politics goes, all over that spectrum. So, but let's play what Chuck Schumer says here. This is absolute sophistry, by the way. As I mentioned, he's talking to reporters on the Capitol steps, and he says this. This is in regard to the prosecution or the grand jury that was impaneled that actually brought charges against Letitia James. Remember, we talked about this. That must have been last week, I guess. The charges that she was involved allegedly in a mortgage fraud scheme where she said that her second residence or house that she bought in, was it Virginia? I forget, maybe Carolina, one of the Carolinas. But she said that when she filed the paperwork that that was a second residence, but there's evidence supposedly, I've not seen this, but these are the allegations. This is what we're learning after the grand jury has decided that charges should be levied against her, that this was not used as a second residence, that it was used instead as a rental property. Now, there is gray area potentially if she was living there some and she rented it out on occasion. I don't think that's what's happened here. I could be mistaken. But you can't do this to mortgage companies. We talked about this last week. I don't want to get into the weeds and the details. But effectively, basically, the reason is mortgage rates on your residence, especially your first residence, and even your second if you have two, mortgage rates are lower because they're seen as less risky investments by banks. Because if your home is, you know, where you live and where you stay is hanging in the balance, you'll do everything you can to save it. If it's just a rental property and it's not cash flowing itself, then you might stop paying the mortgage and then the bank is stuck with that property. So while you certainly wouldn't want that to be the outcome, there's a lot less involved in that if it's just simply a financial weight around your neck. It's a lot easier to walk away from a rental than it is a personal residence, even if it's a second residence. So then the interest rates are higher for the rentals than they are for residences. And so that's what's going on here. That's just kind of a minute or two explanation of that. So Chuck Schumer is out there trying to imply that because she's been charged, Letitia James, this is Trump sicking his personal attack dog on those with whom he disagrees politically. Here's what he had to say.
Donald Trump has turned the Justice Department into his personal attack dog to go after his political enemies. This is tyranny. This is outrageous. Every American should be horrified, absolutely horrified, about what has happened.
Why can't he say horrified? Horrified. Horrified by what's happening. Why? Why? Listen, I have made it clear. If it can be demonstrated that she is being targeted for her politics, then I've got absolutely no interest in her being pursued. But if she's being pursued because she broke the law, then I have no objection to this. I don't want to see things created, new laws created. I don't want to see people targeted. I don't want to see people just investigated for no reason to try to find something on somebody. But if this is a case that is brought before a grand jury that they have found has enough evidence to bring charges against her, then tell me what is wrong with that. Tell me what is wrong with that. I mean, again, to me, part of the problem, part of the issue is whether or not an average person can explain what happened. I can explain. I just explained to you why there were charges brought against Letitia James. Ask the average person what Trump did wrong in New York, why he had charges brought against him, and they can't explain it. They'll keep telling you 34 charges. They don't understand that it was one thing that was charged 34 times because it was entered 34 times. They don't explain that sort of thing. They probably don't know that sort of thing. They also don't know that the only reason it was considered a felony was because the only reason they could charge it as a felony was because they said that it was a misdemeanor, but the misdemeanor was used to allegedly help commit a felony, which they never proved or even alleged officially. I mean, there's so many crazy things that happened in that particular trial, along with these others. If you want to look at it objectively, there's a clear example of the weaponization of government, which was used and wielded by Letitia James. And then there's justice, which this appears to be. I've got to take a break, though, my friend. Sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment. I want to get to a couple things quickly here. I want to finish talking about what the weaponization of government looks like, and I want to have some words on Charlie Kirk and this being his birthday. This is an official, Congress passed an official remembrance day for Charlie Kirk today, and it's why many folks are going to be wearing red today. We've got red on here in the studio as well. I'm going to touch on those things really, really quickly. But folks, ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? It's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies, all with expert legal guidance. It's about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave your mark, if you want to build something that is lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Jason and his team will take good care of you. FullSuiteWealth.com is where you can go. That's the website, FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, my friends. Secure your future. Now, I just want to give, I've done this before recently, but I'm going to do it again really quickly because I want to say a few words about a day of remembrance here for Charlie Kirk, this being his birthday. But we ended the last segment where Chuck Schumer suddenly has an interest in the weaponization of government. I've always had an interest in this. I never want it to be the reason that anyone is pursued for a legal matter or anything like that. It is reprehensible. Our founders would be absolutely against this sort of thing happening. So here's just some examples of the way that the government has been weaponized against Trump. There's the FBI Crossfire Hurricane and the FISA situation, the FISA warrants with Carter Page back in 2016, 2017. The Department of Justice Inspector General found 17 significant errors and omissions in the FISA applications that were used to surveil, Carter Page. This is when Trump talked about his campaign being spied upon. Mueller special counsel. The report was delivered March 22nd of 2019. Attorney General Barr said that there was no established conspiracy. Of course, there wasn't between Trump, his campaign, and Russia. This was the Russian collusion delusion. We had impeachment one regarding Ukraine, basically. This is when the Democrats engaged in some really, really bad political theater. They act like they were pallbearers in a funeral as they walked those articles of impeachment from the House of Representatives over to the Senate chambers. It passed the House, but the Senate acquitted Trump in February of 2020. They wanted to have this to be part of the 2020 campaign. President Trump is, of course, they said, impeached. They know that that helped their chances to defeat him. He was impeached again for inciting an insurrection. On January 6th, again, he was acquitted. He was impeached in the House, but acquitted 57-43 in the Senate. Then we had the hush money case. That was his conviction. This was the 34 counts of falsifying business records, that whole ordeal. jury verdict of guilty on all counts. That was May 30th of 2024. There was the civil fraud case in New York. That was Letitia James' particular involvement. That was an enormous, one of the largest, if not the largest, private settlements or civil penalties ever issued against a plaintiff. You had the federal special counsel, Jack Smith. That was the classified documents case filed in 2023. It was dismissed later on. This is what weaponization looks like. Where was Chuck Schumer on any of those things, my friends? And yet here we have President Donald Trump. And it's a good thing. I am thankful for that. But I want to say, I don't have time to get into that anymore because I want to make time here just to say, today President Trump is going to be giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk posthumously after his assassination on September 10th of this year, just a little bit over a month ago. As you know, he was fatally shot while speaking at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. We've got a bunch of news surrounding that. The suspect's been arrested. There's conspiracy. I don't want to get into any of that. What I just want to do is just take a moment to say that this is a good thing to acknowledge the work of Charlie Kirk. He did tremendous, tremendous things in a very short time in his young life that was ended far, far too early, leaving behind a widow, leaving behind a couple of children, leaving behind a legacy at Turning Point USA. So if you're wearing red today, or if you're not, and you want to take a moment to remember Charlie Kirk, the impact that he had, you can always go. We didn't sell them. I told you, people came to me. I had folks say, hey, are you going to sell these Freedom T-shirts? And I said, no, that's not our thing. But I'm going to tell you about it. I think you can get them at Turning Point USA. Lots of people are doing them. We're not, although we are going to be working on our own. I actually have been working on some new apparel here at the show, but nothing like that. That is their thing, and they need the funds from that, not us. So if you're interested in that, check out Turning Point USA or other folks that are providing that apparel. But this is a day to remember Charlie Kirk, and we all should use what he has done as motivation to inspire us to stand up for truth and, dare I say, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, I gotta go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.